Welcome back to the Albert Mueller Program. Let's go to Judy, listening in Louisville, Kentucky on WFIA. Go ahead, Judy.
Yes, I really love your show, Dr. Mueller. But my question to you is, what are we as Christians to think of Freemasonry? Can a Mason or should a Mason hold a position in the church? That's my question.
You know, Judy, that is a question that I kind of thought had gone away because, at least by my observation, it looked like Masonic organizations were kind of in decline. There appeared to be a generational gap here. I didn't see and by the way, I still don't meet a lot of young Masons, but, you know, community by community, it's still a big deal out there. And, by the way, my understanding is that Dan Brown, the author of The Da Vinci Code, is working on a new book that is also going to be a new movie on Freemasonry. So I think this will be in the news a lot. I think popular culture is going to be talking about it. And, you know, all kinds of conspiracy theories and everything out there. What's the essence of Freemasonry? Number one, the essence is that it is a secret society. It's a secret society that has its own cultus, its own belief system, its own regulations and rules and structures. It is a religion of sorts. I know that some people are going to have their skin crawl when I say that, but I believe that Freemasonry is a form of religion. It deals with theological issues. It has a book of doctrine. And much of it is, I think, profoundly in conflict with Christianity. And so when I'm asked the question, what do I think of Freemasonry, I have to say I think it is a cultic movement. Now, the insidious part of this is that there are a lot of otherwise faithful Christian men, women too, in Eastern Star and other organizations, but thinking here particularly of men, there are a lot of faithful Christian men who seem to be a part of Masonic organizations, I think, without thinking through the inherent contradiction in this. And the spiritual problems involved in, number one, being a part of a secret society that has secret rules, secret doctrine, secret teaching, and makes such huge claims on one's life, the kind of affirmations, the chants, the incantations, and all the rest. I would stay a long way from it, Judy. I'll tell you the truth. I would stay a long way from it. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, LCMS, has done some really, really great work on a Christian evaluation of Freemasonry. It can be found at their denominational website, which I think is www.lcms.org, and I would commend you to go and look there. It is a pressing question. In a lot of communities, it can split churches and all the rest. I pray that your church is able to deal with this biblically and very carefully and thoughtfully. Judy, thank you for your call.